picking someone to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court is no doubt at the top of that agenda. And today, President Bush held his first face-to-face meeting on the matter with leaders from the Senate. NPR's David Wellner has that story.
Attending the 90-minute breakfast meeting were the top two senators on the Judiciary Committee, Chairman Arlen Specter and ranking Democrat Patrick Leahy, as well as Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist and Minority Leader Harry Reid. Speaking outside the White House afterward, Reid called the meeting a good first or second step in the nomination process.
We have a long ways to go. The president has thousands of names that I'm sure, at least hundreds of names that he will go through. He didn't give us any names. There were a lot of names discussed in the meeting, of which we're not going to talk about any of those names.
But the names of three Latino federal judges were reported to have been mentioned, all of them originally appointed by Republican presidents, and one of them a woman. President Bush also got some advice from his own wife today, speaking from South Africa on NBC's Today Show.
I would really like for him to name another woman, but I know that my husband will pick somebody who has a lot of integrity and strength, and whether it's a woman or a man, of course, I have no idea.
Asked at a White House photo op about Laura Bush's lobbying, the president seemed surprised.
I get her advice all the time. I didn't realize she'd put this advice in the press.
But the president also made clear he's more ready to receive than to give names of possible nominees.
I am going to be deliberate in the process because I want the American people to know that when I finally make a decision, it's going to be one based upon a lot of research and a lot of thought about the character of the person, the integrity of the person, the ability of the person to do the job, and the philosophy of the person.
As to when he'd announce his choice, the president said only that he's one day closer to that decision than he was yesterday. Back on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Frist praised the president's efforts at consultation, calling them unprecedented. But he also indicated he expects strong opposition to an eventual nominee.
I am concerned that no amount of consultation will be sufficient for a few of our colleagues in this body, and statements will continue to be made. And I say that because co-nomination rather than consultation may be their ultimate goal.
That brought a sharp response from New York Democrat Charles Schumer.
From what I've been told about the meeting this morning, we haven't gotten into the real nitty-gritty of consultation. Not co-nomination, absolutely not. The president's the nominator. But the nitty-gritty means offering some names, president offers some names, and gets the opinion before he makes his decision, and the decision, of course, by the Constitution is solely his.
It's not just Democrats, though, who are asserting an active role in the nomination process. Kansas Republican Sam Brownback, a staunch abortion opponent, says he called the office today of a leading possible nominee who's causing concern among conservatives, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
I have sought an interview with the Attorney General. I have not heard a response as of yet, although I've been in meetings. There's so much discussion swirling around him in this consultative time period that we're in. I'd like to hear just his overarching view of the Constitution. No specific questions more than that.
Timing is another bone of contention. The president today said he wants a nominee by the start of the next Supreme Court term, October 3rd, but Minority Leader Reid made no guarantees.
I think that's a goal that we should have, but there is no emergency. Remember Sandra Day O'Connor's resignation is effective when her successor is appointed.
Reid said the best way to ensure O'Connor has a replacement by early October is to have a nominee whom both Democrats and Republicans can support. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.